It's our Youth Express segment here at SLB, and I have two fascinating people here with me, and I can't wait for you to meet them. Abby Fisher is here. Hi, Abby.
Hi.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been very into music since I was a really little girl, and lately I've just been really bringing it, and I've just been doing a ton in the music industry right now.
That's fantastic. Do you play an instrument?
I do. I self-taught myself guitar, and I play a little bit of piano.
That's great. And
thank you.
We'll talk more with you in a moment. Anybody you'd like to give a shout out to?
My mother. I would not be here today if it weren't for my mother.
That's great. Anybody else?
My father. I have three little sisters, so he's a really big part in this also, just by being so cooperative.
That's tough. So you're the oldest.
I am.
And I'm sure the little sisters sometimes are competing for time. What are their names?
Ella, Nora, and Peyton.
That's great. And anybody else?
My grandma.
Grandma?
I think that's it.
That's it. So we'll come back and talk some more, but let's say hello to Alina Latch. Hi, Alina.
Hi.
How old are you?
I am 10 years old.
And what are you doing musically? Have you been working on songs or how to play a certain instrument?
I play the flute.
When did you start?
I started playing the flute at the beginning of the year.
How's it been so far?
I like it a lot.
Was it hard at the beginning?
At the very beginning, it was really hard.
I think most instruments are hard when you start, right?
Yeah.
And guitar was like that for you, too?
Absolutely.
I'll bet. We'll talk more about that in a second. Alina, do you want to say hello to anybody? Any shout-outs at all? Brothers, sisters, kitty cats, parents?
I'll say hi to my brother.
What's his name?
Dominic.
How old is he?
He is 8 years old.
I'm sure he enjoys hearing his name out there. Anybody else?
My parents. I want to say hi to them.
Great. I said kitty cats because you've got a cat on your shirt. Do you have a cat?
No.
Your dog?
No, I don't have any pets.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a dog.
What's your dog's name?
Zoe.
That's a nice name for a dog. We have a cat named Gracie, as long as we're comparing pets. So what's the best way to learn a musical instrument? What do you guys think?
I think it really depends who you are and what your learning style is, because some people prefer taking multiple lessons and some people just pick it up on their own.
And you're entirely self-taught. And Alina, are you learning from a teacher?
I'm learning from my band teacher, Miss Michoni.
And we were talking about it being hard at the beginning. How do you get through that? What do you think the best way to kind of get over that hurdle is?
Well, if you could practice every single day, if you're having trouble, and then you'll start getting the hang of it.
That's a good way to think about it. Mm-hmm. Is that what you did?
Yeah.
And I know I've only tried to play the flute a few times, and I always had trouble with knowing how hard to blow. That was my biggest problem. Was that hard to learn?
It was actually, like, before when I tried out the instrument, I didn't know how to blow at all, but it was actually pretty easy when I learned how to blow.
And what about the finger parts of it?
Well, the fingering is actually a little harder than the blowing part.
I would imagine your hands kind of get tangled. Do they ever?
No, not really.
It's just trying to remember the right holes to press?
Yeah.
Now, guitar, you were self-taught. Did you try to take lessons at any time?
My mom's friend is really musically inclined, and she took me to see him once or twice, and we just kind of jammed together. It wasn't really anything formal. We just kind of picked up on each other's vibe and started playing.
And you just started playing naturally. Do you play electric or acoustic?
Acoustic.
That's pretty remarkable.
Thank you.
And how old were you when that happened?
It was last year, so I think I was 12 or 13.
Wow. And you mentioned, I know, and Abby Fisher is who we're talking to. She's 13 in eighth grade at Montour Middle School. Your stage name is Abby Loren.
Yeah, I do go by Abby Loren.
And have you recorded any music or played out?
I have. I have one single done, one in the making, and we're shooting toward an EP with three or four songs. So
that's terrific. We'd love to have you come down and perform sometime. How would you describe your musical style? Have you written these songs?
I do write my own music, I do, but I really don't know how to categorize it. It's so diverse, I have no idea what genre to put it in.
That's good. Is it acoustic mostly, or do you have other people playing with you?
It's acoustic until I go into the studio, and my producer, Alex Bobbin, absolutely just transforms it and makes it so amazing.
Excellent. Anybody else playing with you, or are you the solo?
It's me, but then when I go in, they have he's in a band, so he has some of his bandmates play to record it.
Excellent. Why do you think music matters to have music in your life? Any thoughts at all about that, Alina?
Music matters because sometimes it could, like, calm you down. And
I think that's really important. What do you think?
Coming from my perspective, music is just absolutely my everything. I have no idea where I would be without it.
And let me ask, you were mentioning Alina calming you down. Have you ever, like, turned to music when you felt you needed to be calmed down?
Yes.
And listening or playing?
It's both.
Yeah, music has a way of universally connecting everybody, too.
Absolutely.
Which I think matters. So we can talk about anything. We can keep talking about music. I don't know if you have questions you'd like to ask each other. You're welcome to do that, too. This is really meant to showcase both of you and your success in music. I'm going to ask one more question. Do either of you like the visual arts at all, drawing or painting? Or
yeah.
Sometimes it frustrates me.
How so?
Well, sometimes I just can't get it, and then it just, like, I just start getting so mad because I tried a lot of times.
This is in music?
It's, yeah.
Okay, so you know how something should sound. In your head, you know how it should sound, but you can't make it sound that way?
Yeah.
That frustrated me a lot. When I was growing up, I played drums, and I knew exactly what things were supposed to sound like, but I couldn't play fast enough, and it was really hard, and I guess practice helped. Do you get frustrated ever?
I used to a lot, but my progression is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and you're fortunate because you're writing what you play, and you're playing probably for music so that you can fit in with a band, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
So that can be hard. What would you say to somebody, Alina, that has never played an instrument, that what they're missing out on and how they should get started?
I would probably say music is really fun to do. You should try it and see if you like it. And you're missing out on a lot of fun, because if you want to go to, like, a party or something, you can even play some music there.
Have you done that?
Well, I like I've played Star Wars on the flute for lots of people.
That's pretty cool. Did you learn that in school or on your own?
I learned that one on my own, but my dad helped me with that one.
Very cool. And I wanted to ask you a little bit, Abby, about your writing style, how you get ideas for songs and sort of how they come about. It's nice that you're doing original material.
Thank you. As far as my writing goes, it really depends. Sometimes it comes out of nowhere, and sometimes I have to really think about past experiences, and then something just comes from that.
Do you write anything like songs or poetry, Elena? Or I'm sure you write for school too, but do you like to write?
Well, I don't really know.
You're kind of young. You're not. Are you getting assignments in school, like to write a theme or a narrative?
Yeah, lots.
And do you like, if you're asked to write a narrative, maybe about a vacation, or do you like having to do that?
No, I don't like it. It makes your hand hurt.
It does that. I had that. Actually, I could never write fast enough to do that. But so what else do you two like to do for fun?
I play a lot of sports, and I just like being around my family mostly.
That's terrific. And what about you?
I like doing gymnastics.
Really? What do you do?
I can't get my side aerial right now. It's super hard, but I've been doing a lot of cartwheels.
What's a side aerial?
Oh, it's when you don't put your hands on the floor when you're doing a cartwheel.
Uh-oh. How do you... No, wait. So you're doing a cartwheel. What do you put on the floor?
Nothing.
Oh, so it's like a jump, I guess. You...
It's like a, it's kind of like a jump and then a flip.
A flip, yeah. You know, I could never do a cartwheel. I still can't do a cartwheel. And when I was in sixth grade, my gym teacher made me do a cartwheel, and I said, I can't do it. But I did it anyway, and I kicked him in the head and knocked him over. And I didn't do it on purpose, but my cartwheel was kind of sideways, and I never had to do a cartwheel again after that. Did you have trouble learning to do a cartwheel?
I don't remember. I was so little when I started doing cartwheels.
Some people are just naturals at that, and it sounds like you are. And that flip, an aerial, what is it, a side aerial?
Yes.
Wow. Can you do that stuff?
If I'm on a trampoline.
That would be kind of neat. Do you play any sports?
Well, I do dance.
Well, that's nice. Where do you learn dance, at school or?
I dance at Scriva's.
And what kind of dance do you do? I mean, ballet or tap? Or?
Oh, I do ballet, tap, and jazz.
Wow, you both are really talented.
Thank you.
We have a little teeny bit more time to talk, and we're pretty open-ended here. Anything on either of your minds or anything like that I haven't asked you that you'd like to talk about at all?
Well, I really wanted to act on Disney Channel for a while now.
Well, you're very poised and very good at presenting yourself. What would you do you think?
Well... On Disney Channel, I would probably want to be the person, like the character that sings a lot.
You'd be good at that. You could come and sing here sometime. Have you ever thought about being in plays, like in a school play or in a play where you take dance class?
Well, at Pittsburgh Musical Theater, there's The Lion King, but I couldn't do that because that's every day of the week and it would be way too much.
Do you still do anything with Pittsburgh Musical Theater?
Yes, I do. I like sing and I dance there because like we and then we're going to go on stage when we're done with it.
Do you know what? I do stuff with Pittsburgh Musical Theater, too. They're a good organization. Do you know Ms. Colleen? She's sort of the woman running it all. There's some other people there. Who do you, maybe Ms. Gemma is there?
Well, the only, like, I only started, like, not too long ago, so I only know one of the teachers' names, and her name is Miss Kate.
I know Miss Kate. Well, I'm so glad you're there. They're a great group over in the West End, and I'll bet you would be really good on the Disney Channel if you want to try to do that. Were you thinking of anything else maybe you wanted to talk about that you haven't had a chance to?
As far as musical theater goes, that's where I started out when I was a kid. I started when I was in second grade. I was in a little classroom play. It was Alice in Wonderland, and I just, after that, I did 2 years of the CLO, the mini stars. Yeah. And then I just kind of drifted away from musical theater, but I did look at PMT. It's a really nice organization.
Yeah, and I could see that early, you know, everything you do adds up to something, mm-hmm. and that you're both so poised. And, you know, anybody who doesn't know Montour Area School District, I know it pretty well. We do some work at the high school, and it's really a terrific district. Thank you both so much for being here. I'm going to ask you each one more question, and I'm going to promise you don't have to stick to it. I think I know how Abby Lauren Fisher would answer this, but I'm going to start with Alina Latch first. Do you have any ideas on what you'd like to be when you're older?
I actually really want to be an actress.
I'm not surprised. I should have figured that out. And I think I know Abby's answer. Maybe not.
Yeah. I definitely still want to be writing and recording my own music.
Well, I think you both will achieve that or whatever else you want to achieve. Thanks. And either of you want to say anything else I may have missed?
Just thank you for having us.
Thanks. I don't have anything else to say.
Well, thanks to both Alina Latch and Abby Lauren Fisher. Look for both of them, stage, screen, Broadway, opera houses, you never know, the Disney Channel. We are really appreciative of you both being here from Montour School District.